Thank you for each other. And we bring ourselves before you just as we are, knowing that through Christ we are welcomed and we know forgiveness and new life in and through Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. A moment for us to think and reflect back. I know this is something we did 2 weeks ago, but there's no harm in doing this again. It's more opportunity for us, for more people to share. But I guess the question I'm going to ask you all for you to think about for a moment, and perhaps just a sort of shout out, or I might come around with a microphone or whatever. What would you like to thank God for from 2023? What would you like to thank God for, particularly from the last year? And we're going to sing first a song so we can get your kind of creative juices flowing, if you like, and your memory going. What would you like to thank God for from 2023? What reasons to be thankful do you have? I'm sure we could have a long time spend doing this. But first of all, we're going to sing Give Thanks to the Lord. This is 1241 in Songs of Fellowship. So now, opportunity for you to say what you'd particularly like to thank God for from 2023. I have got a microphone here to wander around with if people want to say a few words, but if you want to speak up and just, you know, say a few words, that's fine. What would you like to thank God for? You know what I'd like to thank God for? That's pretty obvious, but anyway, I'll go there in a minute. But first of all, what would you like to thank God for? Anne? I'll bring it around, actually, sorry, just in case people can't quite hear. Got it, yep.
This time last year, I was sitting here in a coat that I didn't want to come to church in because I'd got a plaster cast on because 2 weeks before I'd cut my hand. Very silly accident. But that lasted until at least April or May. You wouldn't believe. Just cutting a tendon in your finger, you don't ignore it and stick a plaster on it. You go to hospital and before you know it, you've got appointments every couple of weeks. You've got exercises to do. Otherwise, things don't get back on track. And you can't use the whole of your hand for quite a few months. But thankfully, things are now 95% working. And I rejoice that the other day I realised I can make a fist now, which I couldn't. And if you can't make a fist, you cannot hold things properly. Yeah, you drop things. And so I am pleased that is now restored.
Praise God.
So that's a whole year. Yeah. I feel as if I've got the next 4 months of my life back that I didn't have last year because it's sure so is. Cumbersome.
Yes. Yep. A story of healing, but also frustration. I'd completely forgotten about that, actually, so, but you obviously hadn't. No, but something to give thanks to God for. Yep. Anybody else? I'm sure. Marion? Oh, sorry, I'll come back to Helen in a minute. Right, here we go. Thank you, Marion.
I'd like to thank God for the safe delivery of my great-granddaughter, Ella. That was April of last year. She's wonderful.
Right. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, whoa. that's praise God for Ella. That's wonderful. Great news. Okay, and Helen wanted to say something as well. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I want to say thank you because we see God in our life every single day, and this is wonderful.
Right, okay. Thanks, Helen. Thanks for sharing that. It's wonderful. Okay, Shidi? Yep.
Okay. Praise God for whatever He has done in my life. Last year, I was suffering because of my housing problem. Thank God, God have provided a beautiful house with four-bedroom house. Thank God for that. Yes. And also, I want to thank for my health. Last year, I was very ill and then had my palpitation and stuff. Now, it's already all 100% is cured. Thank you so much for that.
Praise God.
Praise God for everything.
Praise God. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to steal my husband's thunder.
There's three things I want to thank God for. I want to thank God for the safe delivery of our little grandson, Luca. But I also want to praise God that my daughter's fully recovered now after sepsis and she's completely well. So I'm very grateful that Mum's around to look after him. But I also want to thank the church because you're all lovely and praying for us and supporting us at that time. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Woo. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's right, yes. Anybody else like to? Okay, Shami? Is that? Yep, okay.
Thank you,
Shami.
You.
Yep.
I want to thank God. The list is endless, though. Yeah.
Yes.
But
sure.
Specifically, irrespective of what we've gone through, His peace never left us. Mm. So His peace has been there always. And also the growth of Carrie, that's a prayer answered, I think. And also He's given me my dream job with my dream employer. Mm. So thank
Praise
God for
God.
That.
Hallelujah. Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, over here.
Hello again. I don't know where to start, but again, I think I can just summarize in three words, basically. Thanks the Lord for His protection, for providing us and guiding us.
Right. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Herbert. Thank you. Yes. There's some seats over here, actually, Augustina. Is that okay? Yeah. Anybody else like to give thanks for anything in particular from the last year? Or the last couple of weeks, even? The first weeks of 2024. Oh, is that Raf? Yeah, okay, I'm right. Sorry, I've wandered off with the mic now. Sorry? Someone on Zoom? Okay, yes, okay. Oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah, sure. What to ask? Yeah, sure. Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I think we all like to thank God for a sense of normality that is returning after after the COVID, and people is able to feel well and looking forward to more health, more good living, and there is so much, like Shami said, there is so countless of blessings, but yeah, to God be the glory.
Amen, amen. Right. Okay, we'll just see if anybody on Zoom might be able to add anything to what we've just been saying. Like I said, we could go on for a long time doing this, actually, but we'll try and wrap it up with the Zoom, our Zoomers, if we can get them back on screen. That's one. Pat, oh yes, hello, Pat. Okay, I can see you got your hand up.
Hello.
You'll speak to us. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well, we have a baby granddaughter, great granddaughter in Austria, who has had lots of surgery already. She's only one, just gone one, and she's due to have another one. And we thank God for all the care she's getting. It's amazing. When she was just a few weeks old, she had to have valves changed around in her heart, and so we thank God that all is going well.
Maya.
Yeah,
so yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Was it great granddaughter?
Yes. Great.
Yes. Great. So there's a few people that to be praying for. Lots of things. Thanks for. Let's continue with a song of celebration. Jesus put this song into our hearts. 299 is something that was a big for our statements.
You've got to have a jig and a dance and a clap. Right, we're going to have our reading for today, which is from Luke chapter 2. So over to Chris now, and I'm also going to be helping with this as well, hopefully. So we're going to try and tell this story with the felt storyboard. Yep, okay. So yes, please pray.
Okay, our reading today is Luke 2, verse 41 to 52. Sorry, did you get that? Luke 2, verse 41 to 52 in Ellis. 1,028 in the church Bible. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom.
So here's the crowds heading in the direction of Jerusalem. That's Jerusalem, okay. Jerusalem, and here we are, they're heading from up north, down south. And here, among the crowds, is the baby Jesus with his mum and dad, Mary and Joseph. Okay, and boy Jesus, yes, not the baby Jesus. And they're talking there about what they're looking forward to about their visit to Jerusalem, okay? So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was with their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began to look for him among the relatives and friends.
Oh, hang on. Relatives and friends, there we are. Cue the relatives and friends. There we go. Yeah. Keep going.
When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
Here we are. The boy Jesus. Mum and dad have just found him. Mighty relieved, as you can imagine. But he's surrounded by these very fine-looking fellows. The guy with the scroll there, with a bit of the Bible, the Old Testament, in his hand. And there's other people who are key to the temple. So big figures in the temple. So, yes, he's talking with those. Yep.
When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" Jesus asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Pause.
Keep going.
I've got a pause.
Yes.
He went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Yes. As you can see, we couldn't turn these people round, so I had to put them back to front. So, but they're heading in the right direction, and there we are. They're all heading off to Nazareth now. So, yep. Okay. So, thank you, Chris. Wonderful. That's our story for today. Okay. Now, what else have we got to do? Oh, yes. So, we're gonna. I've asked Joey and Jaden if they might come and give us a hand here at this point. We've got some paper plates, some card plates, and some pens to give out to everybody. So if other people could help out, that'd be great as well. But if you could do that, and then everybody hopefully should have a pen and a card plate. These are on recycled paper, of course, just to you know make that point. Okay, so the thing is, I'm going to ask the children to do one particular thing. Ask the adults to do another thing, okay? So we've got, hopefully once you've got one of these and there's some pens, you'll be able to start thinking about it. But the simple exercise for the children is to draw a picture of themselves on one side of the plate. Okay, so the children, young people if you like, can draw a picture of themselves on one side of the plate. Okay? And on the other side, you might want to write something that you're looking forward to in the coming days, in 2024, or next week or whatever, something you're really looking forward to that you know is going to be happening sometime soon. Okay, and I know, as it happens, I know that Zoe, Shirley's little one, is already looking forward to Christmas, so I've put Christmas on here just as an example. And these plates are going to be put up on our display for people, so actually it needs to be kind of clear and colourful and, okay, if you can. Right, and then, so hopefully that's you understand that, that's a little face on one side and on the other side, what you're looking forward to in the coming days, okay? And then adults and young people is a different challenge, if you like. bit more thinking needed. On the one side, I want you to think about what is a priority for Carey over the next 12 months. Very simple, short, pithy, not a list of things, just one thing perhaps that you think is a priority for Carey. And keep it short and simple and nice and colourful and visual. So I've gone for a very obvious one. Love God, love your neighbour. Okay, so but I'm sure there's other things you can think of that will be a priority for us in the coming months. Thank you, Jaden. Thank you, Joey. Thanks for your help. And then on the other side, you might want to write a prayer. Again, a short prayer, one that's hopefully visible for the board, but a short prayer for us for the coming year. Okay? And we're going to put some of those up afterwards. That seems to be keeping you all busy. I'll give you another few more minutes. It looks as if some of you are writing essays out there. just try and keep it short if you can. I might be wrong. I might be getting the wrong impression there. But anyway, yeah, just continue. Yeah. And like I say, try and make it as big as possible so it can be read. I'll collect those shortly, well, at the end of the service, actually. But if you'd like to continue, if you've still not finished, do continue. But we're going to pray together now. Hopefully, my prayers here will echo some of the prayers that you've just written now. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to look forward to 2024 with faith, hope, and love. Help us to be a people after your own heart. Help us to be a people who listen to what your plans and priorities are for the future. We thank you that we're only ever called to take one step at a time and trust you for that step and to commit the rest to you. And as we pray this, we commit each other and our world into your care. We cast our cares on you because you care for us. We pray for God's creation. We pray for our nation, our king, our leaders. We pray for our town. We pray for our brothers and sisters here at Carey. And in a moment of quiet, we bring certain people and situations to you in prayer. Let's gather up our prayers as we join together by saying the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now here's a good song for the new year, All I Once Held Dear. This is from Philippians 3, when Paul is talking about leaving behind what has gone and looking forward, pressing ahead. So All I Once Held Dear. I'm going to go to the next slide. Blessed Be Your Name is our next song, and this talks about going through hard times and still praising God in the good times as well. Blessed be Your Name in the land that is plentiful. Praise the Lord. Let us continue to worship God as we take up our morning offering. And just to remind you, this is an offering to the work of the church. So if you're a visitor this morning, please don't feel obliged to give to this offering. Thank you. Please stand. In times of plentiful blessing and in times of difficulty and shortage, we give you thanks. You give us daily bread, and you are the bread of life. So we worship you and we give you our thanks. Accept these gifts, as well as gifts given in other ways. In the name of Jesus, amen. And Margaret may as well stay up here because she's going to do the notices now for us. Thank you, Margaret.
Good morning, everyone. Warm welcome to our service. You'll notice we're cosy in here. And to remind you, there is a time of fellowship after the service over coffee. We'll clear some of the chairs so that you get access. I hope you've all picked up a news sheet as you came in or got one online in email. The details of the activities are there, with the main items to bring to your attention for this week being our members' meeting, which is on Wednesday, the 17th of January. Because of the expected snow, we'll make it on Zoom this time. So for anyone who is not a member but would like to attend, please let Obed know and he'll make sure that you're included on the Zoom link. The agenda will come out online via email. Typically, at the January members' meeting, there will be the approval of the budget for 2024. The deacons have already had sight of that. And we're hoping to include a discussion on the approach that the church should take for the listening day, considering the topic of faith and sexuality. There are other items on the news sheet in respect of that. And it's worth drawing your attention to the fact that next Sunday, as we're approaching Holocaust Memorial Day, we have a guest speaker in Boris Skvortsov, maybe. He's definitely coming, and he'll let you know how to pronounce his name. He's a representative of Jews for Jesus, and he can bring us some news of the situation in Israel at the moment. Lastly, the flower rota is on the corridor notice board, so if there are some spaces, if there's a particular Sunday anyone would like to include or give the flowers for the church, perhaps in memory of someone or celebrating something, please add your name and contact Anne Upton, who will let you know the procedure if you haven't done so before. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Any birthdays this coming week we could celebrate? We sang a few people happy birthday the other day, kind of gather them all together. But no birthdays this week. Okay, right, that saves us having to sing again. So okay, wonderful. Right, my talk this morning is To Grow, Listen First. It's entitled To Grow, Listen First. Well, the end of this story about the nearly teenage Jesus in the temple in Jerusalem, we're told that Jesus continued to grow in wisdom and stature. And this reminds me of when I was 12 or thereabouts, visiting relatives. They used to often say, "Ooh, haven't you grown? Aren't you getting tall? Ooh." And they would insist on doing height comparisons with other family members to see how tall I was getting. Or when I was a bit older, people would start asking me, "Ooh, how tall are you exactly?" Now, I'm sure the young people here will probably identify with these kinds of experiences. I share your pain. I share your growing pains. But anyway, as a young person, Jesus was clearly dead set on growing up into the likeness of his Heavenly Father. Why else would he have spent these 4 days in God's house with the leading minds of his day? We all need to grow, don't we? Most of us don't need to grow anymore physically, but we all still need to grow more spiritually. Our hearts and brains need to grow more so that we can be more like Jesus. How did Jesus grow in wisdom and stature? He grew first by listening. This is the first activity he's described as doing while he was with the teachers of the law. He listened intently. Secondly, he asked questions. Then lastly, he answered some questions he himself was asked. And he grew in understanding. He grew in favor with God and with people. He was a child prodigy of his time. I can never say that word properly. Child prodigy, that's it, yeah. Ironic to compare this with Jesus' later experiences in the temple. Here he's seen as a boy wonder by the authorities. Once an adult, he is seen simply as a threat. There's lots we can take from this story. Many of us will identify with the panic of Mary and Joseph, having lost someone we love. Some of us may wonder why Jesus would put his parents through this and not seem at all bothered when they chided him for treating us like this. Now, did Jesus, I wonder, break the commandment to honor your father and mother on this occasion? I like to think he wasn't deliberately disobedient. He just didn't tell his old mum and dad his plans. If he told them, they probably would have said, "No, we're not staying another 4 days. We're going home. We need to get home." But Luke is very careful to say here, after this incident, that Jesus was obedient to his parents when he returned home. Now, Mary and Joseph were very cross with Jesus on this occasion. That's what you feel when you've lost someone and you get cross with them, as well as being very concerned about the situation. What it sometimes comes out is crossness. Now some of us here may have felt similar frustration with Jesus at times. Sometimes we wonder whether Jesus really understands, whether he really gets our situation, our particular problems. These words of Joseph and Mary come close to echoing the words of the disciples in the boat during that storm. "Jesus, don't you care? Jesus, don't you care?" Jesus did care, of course, but he also knew that his parents would find him all in good time. Thing is, like Mary and Joseph, we don't understand. We are slow to believe the good news. It takes time and work on our part for the wonder of Jesus, who Jesus is, what Jesus means to us, to completely sink in. And as with Martha in another gospel story, we are worried and upset by many things. But Jesus says only one thing is needed. The answer to any difficulty we face in 2024 is to listen closely to God. Jesus, as ever, is the one non-anxious presence in this story. Jesus had found his rightful place, his home in the temple. Jesus is focused on his heavenly Father. When we learn this simple lesson, everything else falls into place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Life and growth always involve some pain. Change is uncomfortable. And I'm sure that during 2024, Carey will experience change and some growing pains. It comes with the territory of being a human being and being a follower of Jesus. So I have some questions to finish for myself and us all. How will you and I grow in wisdom and grace in 2024? How do you plan to grow in wisdom and grace in this coming year? What does it mean for you and I to be about our Father's business this year? What will that look like? And finally, will we listen closely to God in 2024? Will we grow in favor with God and with people? May it be so. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our closing hymn, we are called to be God's people. Just before I give the blessing, just pop it down on the table here before the cross as a way of offering your plans and priorities and prayers to the Lord, and hopefully I'll make a nice display of all these later on. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.